Hi, good morning, Rebbe. I hope everyone's well. Continuing here in Os Yud Beis. Od Omer Shlom Olav HaShalom, Ori Naim Yisamach Lev, Shmua Tova Tadashen Otzem. Ozen Shomaz Tochachas Chayim, Bekarev Chachamim Tolen. V'esh L'chol Chacham Lev L'adas, Ki Lo Yitochen, שחיבר שלמה אולב השלום דברים בתלם כאלה חינם בתוך דברי המוסר וירס השם. This is an important yesod. It's a yesod which really is embodied in halachas. And is a guiding principle in Parshonos. The halacha is in terms of being dam lekav zchus, that if you have a person who's a benoni, he's a benoni either because he's unknown to us, we don't really know him. Or he's known to us and he sort of has a mixed record. So then when the person does something ambiguous, so there's a mitzvah to be done with kavzchus. Let's say that person does something which isn't ambiguous. It seems quite clear, pretty clear that what he did was inappropriate. So there is no chiyuv me'ikar hadin to be done lekav zchus. Doesn't mean it's mutar to talk about. You're talking that it's still going to be an issa lashon hara or a chilus to talk about it. But there's no mitzvah to done lekav zchus. There's a midas chasidus to try to reserve judgment. But on the other hand, if you have someone who's known for good reason to be someone who's a very, very big tzaddik, and he does something which on the surface appears very, very inappropriate, so then there's a mitzvah to be done of schus. He was involved in a case of sakonis nefashos and Shabbos. That's why we saw this person doing what otherwise would constitute chilul Shabbos. At the end of this, at the other end of the spectrum, if you have someone who's a known Rasha, and we see him doing something which on the surface seems to be good, so here on the contrary, we're supposed to assume that he has some kind of ulterior motive for what he's doing. So who the person is provides a context on what they do. Which is why a friend told me a beautiful story once. We were talking about this theme, told me a beautiful story that illustrates it. How, who the person is provides context. So I had given the moshel as follows. That let's say you're learning a Yerushalmi. And it's a shveri Yerushalmi. Okay, so you'll go over to Rav Shechter and ask him what pshat in Yerushalmi is, and I'll tell you I don't know. So what does he mean? I don't know. Yeah, it seems like it contradicts three Bavlis, two other Yerushalmis, a Tosefta. That's what I don't know means. Let's say you'll go over to a first grader. He's in Kita Aleph. And you ask him, what's Pshat, Priwane. You ask him, what's Pshat in Yerushalmi? He tells you, I don't know. What does he mean? He probably means, I'm only up to Osvav in the Aleph phase. And there's some squiggles here that I don't really recognize yet. So I don't know Pshat. So they both say the same words, I don't know. But to understand that I don't know differently is not only veering away from pshat, but is warranted and demanded by pshat. So who the person is provides a context on what he's saying. So the story I heard was as follows, that someone once came over to Rav Hirschsprung, Zichron Livracha, and asked him a kasha. And Rav Hirschsprung answered, I don't know. And it was evident on the person's face that he was very pleased, you know, that his difficulty had stumped Rav Hirschsprung. When this person walked away, so Rav Hirschsprung said to one of his B'nai Bayis who was with him, he says he thinks that his I don't know and my I don't know are the same. So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah here is telling us. He says, Yesh l'chol chacham lev l'das, ki lo yitochin shechibe shlom olav ha-shalom, dvorim b'telim ka'el l'chinam, b'toch divi ha-musa v'yiras Hashem, b'shekva heyila v'kosu v'yachka mikol ha-odam. So it isn't the case, Rachmana Litzlan, that Shlomo HaMelech's reputation is exaggerated. Sometimes a person or people can have an exaggerated reputation, and then it doesn't provide a context. It doesn't provide an assumption that what they're saying must be deep and profound. But obviously, with Shlomo HaMelech, that can't be the case. That isn't the case. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who vouches for Shlomo HaMelech, Vayachka Mikol HaAdam. So by Shlomo HaMelech, there is absolute basis, as absolute as can possibly be, basis for that assumption, for that presumption. So Mimele, it has to be that he's not stumped talking about, it's enjoyable to go outside and look at nice scenery. Achin ze pesha do hadova, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Mo'ori na'im, the eye is a very special organ. Why? Because look what it affords us. Look at the opportunity it affords us. However, as great as the an organ as the eye is, nich v'nichvda mimenu ha'ozen. Why? Ki yishmu uba shmu atova hamidashenes esu etzem she'en bo ha'hargosha. V'lo yidushan b'mo'ay inayim bilti b'tanu gyaser. This kind of, to refresh, to energize, L'dashen es ha'etzem, so the eye, through visual experiences, is not able to accomplish that. It's only the ear with its auditory experience. You see this reflected in Chazal also, that the chush hashmiya is even more significant and is even a greater gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu than chusha re'iyah. Ki ha'ozen nechbedes mishar evam, shem simei es eino, nosen lo dmei eino. If a person is chovah b'chavera, nachman l'tzlan, and blinds him, so you sell the person, you make a shumo as though the person were an eved nimka bashuk, what the devaluation was as a result of the person being blinded, and nosen lo dmei eino. And pay the compensation. Chersho, no sen lo dmei kula. There, the devaluation is complete. Whatever he would have been worth before the injury, you pay him that total amount. Helen Keller was once asked, you see the sensitivity and the gadlus of Chazal. Helen Keller was once asked if she could have one of the senses restored to her. So which one would she want? So I think we probably would have expected her to say sight, to have her blindness removed. And she answered that if she could have one sense restored to her, it would be hearing, not sight. She said, blindness is obviously a tremendous disability. But deafness is an even greater disability because deafness cuts a person off from the world. Blindness doesn't. For all the difficulty and vulnerability that lack of sight creates, but it doesn't cut the person off from the world. The person is not cut off from the world. Deafness, Rachman al-Itzlan, cuts a person off from the world. Chazal knew the secret that Charshus was a greater injury, Rachman al-Itzlan, than blindness. V'heino odom chai v'odos Hashem yizbach be'evara v'yitzurav kulam. Kila avodoso yitzorim. K'mo shekosuv kol pa'al Hashem l'manehu. Every organ that we have can and is supposed to be harnessed for avodos Hashem. Af ki be'evar v'hanirbodim asher yotzar bo, certainly, the more important, the more precious the organ is, the bigger the bracha of that organ is to us, so then the greater is the chiyuv to use and apply that bracha for avodas Hashem. V'ha'onesh ha'godol Yose Ma'od, Im Yafriem Mimase Mitzvosav, Va'avodol Yavod Bahem, Velo Kagmul Aleim Heshev. This is a theme which we've had recurring here throughout the Shara Sheni. Bracha, opportunity, is one side of the coin, and the other side of the coin is responsibility. The two always go hand in hand. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us bracha, so along with bracha comes responsibility. On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never imposes responsibility without first giving us the bracha that positions us, that allows us to live up to that responsibility. It's a two-sided coin. One side of the coin is bracha, opportunity, and the other side of the coin is the responsibility. Same to here, the gift of sight, the extraordinary gift of sight, the even more extraordinary gift of hearing, is a incalculable bracha. The other side of the coin is, but that's a mechayev. There's a responsibility to use, to harness these gifts, to capitalize on these gifts in Avodas Hashem. Ki Hashem heitiv imo b'chushav ha'nirbodim tova atzuma, b'chavod v'hoda itro bohem. Al Kain, that's why Shlomo HaMelech, when Shlomo HaMelech is talking about, oh, with your eyes, you can go outside and you can look around and you can soak in the scenery. And with your ears, you can hear good news that refreshes a person. So what's that got to do with Divrei Musa? What does that got to do with giving us Hadrocha in Avodas Hashem and Yiras Hashem? Al kem hiktem lahazkir achas mimailas ha'ozen ba'va haros ha'godol chovas avodoso. Because the greater the bracha of the gift of hearing, so the greater the mechayev is. Ubiyer acherichen, ubiyer acherichen kitiya avoda sa'ozen b'shmal atochachas. So how then do we use, apply the gift of hearing in Avodas Hashem. So Shlomo Melch says, and this what Ben Yonah is explaining to us, is that the flow of the psukim is to use the gift of hearing b'shmo el ha-tochachos, to listen, and the listening being a prelude to accepting appropriate tochacha. Ha'ozen shomaz tochachas chayim b'kerev chachamim tolin. An ear that's poised to hear and accept appropriate life-bearing words of Tochacha. So that ear should find its place amongst Chachamim who can and will be the source of that Tochachas Chayim. But Omer Rabbi Sen, this yisod that call Paul Hashem Lamaneu, that whatever brachas a person is given, whatever brachas Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a person should harness them in his avodas Hashem, is something which is sort of true generically, in the sense that there are some brachas which are more generic brachos, again, the chush hara'iyah, the chush hashmiyah, is something that Baruch Hashem, the overwhelming majority of us all share in those brachos. But then every yachid has his individual brachos. Every yachid has his individual kochos hanefesh. Every yachid has his own constellation of circumstances and opportunities in his life. And it's a yisod that we need to apply in an individualized fashion as well to take advantage, full advantage of our brachos in avodas Hashem. V'amar Rav Zena Zecharon Levacha, Nafal Adam Min Agag V'Nishbe Revarav. The person Machmal Atzlan would fall off the roof and break limbs. So you're going to have to treat and bandage each limb individually. There's no sort of quick fix. There's no panacea. However, hachote shachote b'chol evarav, v'nechshav kilu rav samako be'evarav kulam mikaf ragla vad kodkado. But a sinner who has sinned, and it's as if he too spiritually is afflicted from head to toe. Shenema mikaf ragla vad rosh ein bo mesom. Hine HaKadosh Baruch Hu merapeh kol evarav b'ritiyah achas. There is a panacea. There's one solution. That there's only one therapy that needs to be administered. He doesn't need physical therapy for his knee and for his ankle and hip replacement. Achman Litzlan, there is one therapy. V'yishmiya sa'ozen. Shenema hatu oznachem ulchu elai shimu uschinaf shechem. Okay, we'll stop here for now. B'lin Adin Yetzir Hashem, we'll continue with the Thursday Limud at around 11:30. B'lin Adin Yetzir Hashem. Everyone should have a good, productive morning. Be well, be safe, Ezes Hashem.